All right. Well, wonderful to be here with everyone as always. We are going to be starting in Psalm 139 if you want to take your Bibles and go there. So, way back in the 1990s when I was a college student, I took a large number of human anatomy courses, and one particular class that stands out was a lab in which we worked on human cadavers. And for those of you that might not know what a cadaver is, it's basically a dead body that's been donated to do scientific work on. And I remember the first time I saw this deceased body, I had a bit of a sick feeling in my gut, and I'll expand on that a little later on in the sharing. But once I was able to work past that in my mind, it was fascinating to see how God had put together this amazing design with all its tissues, organs, and systems, just a masterful piece of machinery with a lot of detail and functionality. And in a nutshell, it was a miracle looking at all of this amazing detail, blood vessels, nerves, and so on. And so if you look at Psalm 139, verse 14, it says, I will give thanks to you because I am awesomely and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. This verse is spot on as it points out how our physically bodies are awesomely made. And here are some fun, interesting facts about the human body that some of you may or may not know. But our brains are able to produce up to 25 watts of electricity, which is enough to illuminate a small light bulb. It's estimated we have approximately 7 octillion atoms. Now, I had never even heard of that number before, and I've heard all kinds of numbers, you know, through the scientific world and stuff, but octillion, 7 octillion atoms is what we have, and that's just an enormous amount. How they even measure that, I have no idea. We regenerate approximately 25 million cells per second. We have 206 bones. We have around 650 muscles. If we took all of the blood vessels within our body and we lined them up end to end, they would encircle the entire world 4 times. I mean, that's pretty fascinating. Humans are the only creatures to have a chin. And at some of this age, we may end up with 2. The entire skeleton regenerates itself every 10 years. Our nose can detect about 1 trillion different smells. If we uncoiled our body's DNA, it would stretch out approximately 10 billion miles. And a DNA is like an eighth of a millionth of an inch, the DNA strand, they say. So that, I mean, that's, I mean, go figure. And finally, here's one to think about. There are more bacteria in our mouths than there are people in the entire world. Yikes. So anyway, these are just some fun facts. And there's so much more that our bodies are capable of, yet regardless of all this, these current physical bodies that we live in are very limited. And going back to my first reaction of seeing that first cadaver in my anatomy lab, the class was gathered around the table looking at it, and I slipped out to the restroom and actually got a little teary-eyed because it was the first time I had seen a dead body. It was in some strange way shocking to me. And regardless of how awesome God initially made our physical bodies, the truth is they're eventually going to decay and die. These bodies that we have significant limitations, which is not only the aging process, but also disease, injuries, worn-out joints, and birth defects. A lot of us have been plagued by this pandemic, and we've suffered not only sickness, but, you know, tragic losses and things. And you know, really it's just part of having these frail bodies that can only withstand so much. And in fact, mankind has tried to deal with the weakness of the human body on his own by incorporating different systems and programs, but ultimately they've yet to solve the aging and decay process. Healthcare costs in the United States alone is in the trillions. Cosmetic surgery in the United States is estimated at $16.5 billion annually. And that's just because people want to just change whatever they've been given. Online gym and exercise programs, if you look, a lot of them literally guarantee a brand new body. I saw that word for word. But none of these can make the body new. They can only take the flesh that we have and reform it. They can change it so it might function better for a short time, but man's methodology can never make it new. It's only God that can give us a brand new body. And that's what I want to share on tonight, is this new body that we're going to receive at the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's go to Romans chapter 8, a foundational church epistle that gives us a wealth of information. And Romans chapter 8 is the pinnacle of the book, because it shows us the tremendous blessings that we have in the Spirit. So I want to look at Romans 8, verse 22 and 23. So it says, "For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now. And not only that, but also we ourselves, having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves." And why do we groan within ourselves? Well, it's because we have these frail bodies and all the aches and pains that come with them. Okay, continuing on, it says, "Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons and daughters, the redemption of our body." The one thing every believer has to look forward to is this brand new body that we're going to get. In fact, when we look closely at this verse, it doesn't say we eagerly wait for rewards, for heaven, a new earth, or seeing our loved ones. It says the one thing that is the core of our hope, it's the redemption of this body and trading it in for a new one. And why does God emphasize this? This is because everything that makes us who we are and gives us our functionality is encased in our bodies. And in these current bodies is where the suffering and pain take place. But one day, God is going to change all that. He designed us to live eternally in a state of glory and perfection with no pain of any kind. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And most of us are familiar with these verses, but in the context, when we look at this, this is all about the new body. So 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16, we're going to start there, and we're going to read all the way through chapter 5, verse 5. It says, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation because I liked this one. It kind of sums it up beautifully. It says, "That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet, they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen, for the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever." So the context of this is the new body. So as it said in verse 16, even though our bodies are dying, the inward man is renewed every day. So let's go to chapter 5, verse 1. It says, "For we know that when this earthly tent we live in is taken down, that is, when we die and leave this earthly body, we will have a house in heaven, an eternal body made for us by God himself and not by human hands." So a couple of key points. Here, it's a tent compared to a house. And if you look at a tent, it's just usually made out of cloth or fabric, and it's very weak and frail up against the elements or heavy winds or rain even. And it's fragile. And then here, the contrast is a house that God makes. When you compare a house or a building to a tent, what's going to be a lot stronger? The house. And especially if it's made by God. That means it's not going to ever wear out. So this new body we get, obviously, is going to be far, far better. Verse 2, "We grow weary in our present bodies, and we long to put on our heavenly bodies like new clothing. For we will put on heavenly bodies, we will not be spirits without bodies." Verse 4, "While we live in these earthly bodies, we groan and sigh." Why? Well, just because of the things mentioned earlier, just everything that these bodies bring, the aches, the pains, the difficulties, mentally, physically, emotionally. But it's not that we want to die and get rid of these bodies that clothe us. In other words, we don't want to die, but we look forward to something far better. Continuing on, rather, we want to put on our new bodies so that these dying bodies will be swallowed up by life. Verse 5, "God himself has prepared us for this, and as a guarantee, he has given us his Holy Spirit." So first of all, we know God does not lie. But then God took it a step further, and he gave us his Holy Spirit as a guarantee. He said, okay, this is the down payment. It's a down payment, a guarantee that's non-refundable. And the first thing that we can count on as this guarantee cashing in is that when Jesus Christ comes back and that trumpet blows, God is going to give us a new body that he built. No decay, no disease, no sickness. I mean, if you really, truly believe this and we wrap our minds around it, I mean, how can we not have tremendous joy? Even amongst all the garbage that the devil throws at us, even when believers fall asleep from illness or just whatever, accidents, what have you, you know, it's just a blink of an eye that they're gonna get back up with a brand new body that's not gonna ever get sick again. Now, how and when will we get this new body? Well, most of us are familiar with 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51-53. Says, "Behold, I am telling you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed." Okay, how? "In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For this perishable must put on imperishable, and this mortal must put on immortality." So the twinkling of an eye, I did a little research on that, and that is something so fast that it has to be measured with what they call a microprocessor. And apparently that's to measure microseconds. So that's how quick, I mean, it's going to be less than a second that this is going to happen. And that trumpet's going to blow. It's going to blow, I believe, 7 times. And at that last one, boom. Jesus Christ is going to come back, and we are going to be changed that quick. Also, the tribulation saints, those that have died during the tribulation while we're up in heaven getting rewards they're going to be down here, the believers that die and get beheaded, they're also going to be resurrected. Revelation 20, verse 4, and I saw the souls of those who were beheaded because of their testimony of Jesus and because of the word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received the mark on their forehead or on their hand, and they came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. So they're going to be resurrected when we come back with Jesus at the beginning of the millennium, and they too will receive a brand new body. In fact, during that time, what's going to be interesting is that even the mortals that live during that time period, the aging process is going to change. It says in Isaiah that a youth will die at the age of 100, and the one who does not reach the age of 100 will thought to be accursed. So it's going to be amazing during that time when we have these new bodies and what's going to be going on around us. All right, so that's the how and when. Now, the next question that we're going to answer is, what will these new bodies be like? So Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21, this is, again, the New Living Translation. I really like the way they stated this. Verse 20 says, but we are citizens of heaven where the Lord Jesus Christ lives, and we are eagerly waiting for him to return as our Savior. He will take our weak mortal bodies and change them into glorious bodies like his own, using the same power with which he will bring everything under his control. So our body is going to be changed and transformed into a body just like his. And as it said, it's going to be absolutely glorious. And that is because, as it says also in verse 20, we are really citizens of heaven, not earth. This is not our home. We are just here waiting. All right? So, what is his body like? Well, let's take a look. Let's see what the scriptures say. A great example as far as the glorious body is, again, in Revelation chapter 1. And verses 12 through 14, it says, then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me. And after turning, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the middle of the lampstands, I saw one like a son of man, clothed in a robe reaching to the feet and wrapped around the chest with a golden sash. His head and his hair were white, like white wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze when it has been heated to a glow in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. So let's take a look at what each one of these attributes could mean or means. And it says that he was clothed from head to toe with a robe that was white and with a golden sash. And this stands for righteousness, complete righteousness. And that's how we stand before God. And when we get this new body, it's going to be made in complete righteousness. The hair is white as snow. This stands for purity. It's going to be completely pure. Eyes like a flame of fire, being able to see complete truth, to see everything. And that's what we'll be able to represent. Glowing feet brings the beauty of the gospel. And I found this one interesting, the voice of many waters. If we look throughout the Old Testament, God's voice is described as many waters. In fact, if we look at here, Ezekiel chapter 43, verse 2, it says, and behold, the glory of the God of Israel was coming from the way of the east, and his voice was like the sound of many waters, and the earth shone with his glory. So what can we think of that has many waters or much water? So if you think of the oceans are the largest amounts of the bodies of water here on Earth. And many times, if you think about it, when you go to the ocean, you listen to the waves, they're very soothing. And many times people will even play apps and things like that and have sound machines where they listen to the ocean sound so they can sleep peacefully. And so the ocean or the sound of many waters is soothing, but yet also when you think of waves, they can be very powerful. Just, you know, gigantic waves that just have enormous power. And so when we think of this, of God's voice, it's soothing, but yet very powerful. And in Revelation 19:6, it describes us now having this kind of voice. And this was just before the return of Jesus Christ to come back for the Battle of Armageddon, in which we will already be with him. So it says in Revelation 19:6, "Then I heard something like the voice of a great multitude and like the sound of many waters and like the sound of many mighty peals of thunder saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns." And so this would be a representation of the believers in the new glorified body. So those are some tremendous attributes. And a few other characteristics, and I'll close here. In Luke chapter 24, verse 36, if you want to turn there. So not only are we going to have just an amazingly glorious body to look forward to, but we're going to be recognizable, not only to ourselves, but to one another. And all the details that make us who we are will be a part of our new body. So remember, we're going to have a new glorious body just like Jesus' body, but let's take a look here in Luke what it says. While they were telling these things, this is referring to the apostles, he himself, Jesus, stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be to you." But they were startled and frightened and thought that they were seeing a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. So our new bodies are also going to be a body of flesh too, but it's going to be uncorrupt. It's going to be pure. And so all the details that make us who we are, we'll still have those. Verse 41. While they still could not believe it because of their joy and amazement, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate before them. So a couple of other attributes we see from these verses is that we're going to be able to eat food. And in fact, in the book of Revelation, it says that the tree of life is going to be there with 12 different fruits. And we'll be able to enjoy those and whatever else God may have in store for us. And also the ability to just appear just by mere thought wherever we want to appear. If any of you used to be Star Trek fans, Captain Kirk and the USS Enterprise and all that, there was that famous cliche, you know, "Beam me up, Scotty." And they would use some electromagnetic type of a force field that they would just get transported from whatever planet they were on back into the spaceship. Well, see, we're going to be able to do that just by this new body having these tremendous abilities. We can just be able to come and go wherever we will. So pretty amazing stuff. These are pretty amazing characteristics and a lot really to look forward to. And it's, you know, I think I speak for everyone. This last couple of years has been tough, you know, and the things that we deal with our physical bodies, the problems and such, you know, it's just we've got so much to look forward to. And so here's the homework. This time with this sharing, the homework's pretty easy. When you wake up with any aches or pains, or you're sick, or you've lost a loved one to being sick, or you feel worn out or tired, you're just having a bad hair day, or you don't like the way you look, just remember, and I say that with capital letters and an explanation point, just remember that God has a brand new body in store for you and I, and He's guaranteed He's going to give it to each and every one of us, and it's going to last forever in perfection, far better than anything that what we can imagine. Amen? Amen. So, Heavenly Father, I thank You for this time that we have with each other as always. Thank You for Your Word. Thank You for what we heard in the manifestations, to trust You and to trust Your Word, and that we can trust Your Word that You've given us this guarantee of the new body, and that we have that to look forward to, and that we can really be thankful, God, for just all the wonderful things that You've blessed us with in the here and now and what we have to come in the future. So we love You, Father, and we thank You and praise You in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.